How many of you have ever been afraid of the dark? Like, maybe you actually still are. Well, I've got good news, and I actually have better news. We'll start with the good news first. You are not alone. Being afraid of the dark is one of the most common fears human beings in every culture and every generation have dealt with. As a kid, I was terrified of the dark, so much so that I needed a nightlight. And the worst it ever got was when one of my younger siblings got a Tickle Me Elmo that would randomly make noises in the middle of the night. And even after I tried turning it off and taking out the batteries, it would not stop. It literally got so bad that I stuffed this Tickle Me Elmo in a closet on the other side of the house because every time I tried to sleep, I could hear his creepy little voice calling out to me from the darkness. That's the good news. You are not alone if you have ever been afraid of the dark. The better news is that Jesus came to conquer the darkness. Well, what's up, Bible nerds? Today, we are continuing in our series, Who is Jesus? Where we are exploring the seven I am statements that Jesus made throughout John's gospel. Statements that were designed to show people the truth of his identity as the Son of God and his authority as the Savior King of the world. Today, we're looking at the second of those statements where Jesus said, I am the light of the world. In John chapter 8, verse 12, this is what we read. Jesus spoke again to the people. He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So who is Jesus? Jesus is the light of the world. And when he arrived on earth, he came with a very clear mission to rescue us from sin, repair our relationship with God, and restore our purpose. And what's amazing is that when we say yes to follow him, light fills our life. Darkness is cast out and we get to be with him from now until eternity. This is why the gospel is called good news, because the light and life of Jesus is the cure to the darkness that has ravaged God's good world. Because ever since the third chapter of the Bible, human beings have been trapped in darkness. We've been infected by the disease of selfishness called sin. Sin blinds us to what is good and true, and it tempts us to disobey God and take advantage of other people. But that's not actually the way things are supposed to be. You see, from the beginning, God's plan was to create a world flooded with light and goodness and joy and beauty. That's why in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, God says, "Let there be light." And there was light. Sin wants to snuff out the light. But Jesus came to turn the brightness back up. He came to hit the reset button and launch a new creation, one that would once again bring light into the world. As a matter of fact, that's exactly how John introduces the good news of Jesus, by retelling the story of creation with the focus on Jesus. In John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, we read, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Jesus is the light of the world. The first time that light shone in the darkness, it was Jesus. And now, as light continues to break in, it is the light of Jesus. And his light is one that the darkness will never overcome because he is the ultimate authority. He has all the power, and there is nothing and no one that can put out his light. Not death, not sin, not darkness, and certainly not the devil. And here's what's crazy. When we trust in Jesus and commit our lives to him, we don't just receive his light. That's true. But we also become light. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 and 16, this is Jesus speaking. He says that you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. When we follow Jesus, who is the light of the world, instead of staying trapped in darkness, we become filled with the light of his life. And then he makes us into the light of the world because we are a people who have been so transformed by him that now darkness flees from us. We bring his light with us everywhere we go. And he tells us that when we let our light shine before others, they will see our good deeds and glorify God. So if you are someone who wants to be set free from the disease of sin, to be freed from darkness, then follow Jesus, because he will fill you with the light of his love. If you are someone who wants to bring good news to others because of how much Jesus has changed you, then follow Jesus. That means go where he goes, do what he does, trust what he says, and learn how to love how he loves. Because Jesus is the light of the world, and whoever follows him will never walk in darkness. Until next time, take care and stay nerdy.